On August 9th, 1995, Netscape went public and it signaled the dot-com boom. And since then, there have been Netscape moments. That's what they call it in the financial industry or in the world at large. We've had Amazon go public, signaling the end of retail as we know it. We've had Netflix go live in IPO, and all of a sudden live streaming is a thing. Or you look at Facebook's over $100 billion bonanza IPO, $104 billion to be exact, in 2012. Today, we have crypto exchange Coinbase going public. So what does it mean for the financial sector? How did they let this happen? How did Goldman Sachs let this happen? And what does it mean for governments? And oh, by the way, the irony of it all, Bernie Madoff dies. If you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, you need to listen to this special edition of the Super U podcast, where we talk all about the Coinbase IPO.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff.
We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Welcome to today's Super U podcast. We have a special edition today. I'm going to talk all about Coinbase, which went on IPO today. It went direct listing. A lot thought that the reference point, what it was going to open at, was $250, but it actually climbed all the way up to $429 before sliding back down again. So it hit a valuation of $112 billion. But I'm getting ahead of myself. A lot of you might not even know what the heck Coinbase is. So Coinbase is a crypto exchange. It's actually... full disclaimer first before I get into this. I am not a financial advisor, so I'm just going to give you what I do, but don't take my advice. Investing's risky on down the line, so don't take my advice to do your investments. I'm just trying to provide some information out there that's helpful for a lot of people that want to know what's going on with Coinbase. So Coinbase is a crypto exchange, meaning that if I want to buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, name your favorite coin, is that this is what I personally use. And when I first heard about it, I was like, what do you mean? How do I buy as a regular Joe? How do I buy Bitcoin? And my friend goes, you have to get this app called Coinbase. I'm like, an app? Like, can't I go to Ameritrade and just buy it on Ameritrade? No, you got to go to this app. So you download Coinbase and then you can buy all the different currencies that are available, from Bitcoin Cash to Bitcoin to Ethereum to Litecoin. Personally, I just invest in Ethereum and Bitcoin. We can talk more about that, but I know 99.9% more than most people when it comes to the blockchain and when it comes to Bitcoin, and I still don't know what I'm talking about. So take this with a grain of salt. Again, I know more than 99.9% of people out there, but I still don't completely understand it. So I don't go whole hog on this stuff. I just invest slightly so that I'm hedged. And if it went down to zero, that's actually a good thing. That means all my other investments are probably doing a lot better. And so it's just a hedge. A lot of people are buying it as what they'd call, say, a store of value that you place your money into, say, gold. And now you go, well, I'll just place it into Bitcoin. Anyways, there's a lot of advantage of Bitcoin. Listen to our podcast. It also went live this morning just around Bitcoin and blockchain. But I want to get back to what we're talking about here on this special edition. So Coinbase IPOs, again, it's an exchange, meaning that is where I can buy all of these coins. Now, one of the benefits that Coinbase has, and the reason its valuation is so high, again, it soared to $112 billion. It's sliding down today. We'll see what it means long term. Long term, I would think that this continues to slide. There might be some enthusiasm around Coinbase in the short term, but long term, I'd expect that this would come down since there's going to be other competitors that are quickly entering the market. They've done a great job, though. Coinbase handles roughly about 11%. Of all the coin transactions out there. And because they're kind of the one thing that everybody knows, like me, average Joe, it's the only way I think I know how to get Bitcoin, is that they charge a large percentage every time I make that purchase. And that matters because they have over 56 million retail accounts, retail meaning average Joe like me. Then they have 7,000 institutional accounts. Those are bigger buyers. Their revenue was $1.8 billion in Q1 of 2021, which was more than all the revenue in 2019 and 2020 combined. So hyper growth, That is why people are excited about Coinbase and their IPO. In the market share, they're 11%, as I mentioned, the entire crypto economy trades on Coinbase, which is up from 5% in 2018. So you can see that growth. But again, my personal opinion is as more competition enters, that Coinbase is going to have to reduce the take that they get, and also their market share might start to slip. Again, that's just all conjecture on my part. But why is Coinbase doing so well? Well, they have that high take rate. So Coinbase gets 95% of its revenue from transactions. And its current take rate from the retail investors, i.e. average Joe, yo, is quite high. So it's 1.5% versus 0.05% for, say, institutions. And when I trade on Ameritrade, there's no take. It's 0%. And the crypto bull cycle, the take rate is being applied in increasing trading volumes as crypto's, you know, now in its fourth bull cycle, you know, that roller coaster ride with all crypto, it's now on the uptick. And every time it's in a bull cycle for Bitcoin or for Ethereum or for Litecoin, is it more people go to Coinbase and transact? And so just an amazing world which we live in. But as more enter the fray, so Square, PayPal, or brokerages like Fidelity's announced stuff, and then crypto exchanges, other ones, Gemini, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, but Binance, is they're going to start to take share from them as well. But it's amazing. Coinbase, $112 billion valuation today as they went direct IPO on the exchange. And as I mentioned in the tease, Bernie Madoff died today. So Bernie Madoff, those of you who remember, big in the Ponzi scheme slash fraud. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Coinbase goes live today. And the beauty of the blockchain is it should relegate fraud as an afterthought or a part of history. So whether it's a financial institution that has fraud, individuals within those institutions, Bernie Madoff, that fraud should go to zero when everything sits on the blockchain because you don't have that third party mediator. Again, listen to the podcast that also launched today just explaining what the blockchain and Bitcoin are. So I think it's just crazy. The irony is dripping. Bernie Madoff dies in Coinbase IPOs today. And the Goldman Sachs of the world have to be scratching their heads saying, how could we let this Coinbase come in and all of a sudden they have a higher valuation than we do? Why didn't we start this exchange? Because we poo-pooed it. That's why we didn't get into it. We thought this was a fad. And so we'll see how history plays itself out. Coinbase IPO goes live today. In the macro, it might jet up here in the next couple months. We'll see already today. So it's already sliding back down. And we'll see. I think that Coinbase, good for them. They're like one of the first entrants. They might be, as I opened the show with, they could be long-term the Netscape. But at least for today, it looks like the blockchain and all cryptocurrencies are here to say, look at me, financial institutions. Look at me, government. Look at me, world. We are here to stay, and we're not going away. We'll see how history plays itself out. But until next time, thank you for joining me, Eric Qualman, live, you know me as Equal Man. Thank you for joining me on this special edition of the Super U podcast, all around Coinbase's IPO. And until next time, remember, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.